I'm David Barron, and this is The World. The small West African nation of Guinea has seen a dramatic change of fortune. Just 9 months ago, the country was in shock. Soldiers in Guinea's capital fired into a crowd of pro-democracy protesters. More than 150 died in the massacre. Many women were raped. Today, Guinea is celebrating. Yesterday, the country held its first free presidential election since it became independent more than 50 years ago. Richard Moncrief is the West Africa Project Director for International Crisis Group. He's in Dakar, Senegal. Now, Richard, you were in Guinea just last month, and what was the mood then? Were people hopeful that these elections would go peacefully?
I think people were very hopeful, and there's a very positive mood. There was some nerves, and I think a little bit of pessimism that comes from having lived under a dictatorship for 50 years. But in general, there was a very, very positive mood. And the feeling was that the population's desire to make these elections work was going to prove stronger than the desire of some of the hardcore political supporters to make sure their candidate won at any cost.
And tell us very briefly, how did Guinea go from those deep, dark days of just 9 months ago when things were falling apart to now free elections?
Well, you know, David, I think it surprised everybody, and it surprised some of the most astute observers. We have to go back, of course, to the beginning of December last year when the junta leader, Dadis Camara, was shot in the head by one of his own henchmen. What happened next is that another member of the junta, General Sekouba Konaté, took over. And I think he surprised quite a few people and pleasantly surprised them by calling an end, really, to military rule, putting the military back in the barracks, reinstalling discipline within the army, pushing away some of Dadis Camara's henchmen. They've been pushed out into the countryside, and moving forward to elections, and he's not been a candidate. And I think that's also important, that the current sitting president is not a candidate in these elections. I think that's been vital. I think that the Guinean population looked over the abyss in 2009. They know all about the wars in the 1990s in Liberia and Sierra Leone. They experienced the refugees who came to Guinea, and they didn't want to go down that path.
Now, there were many, many candidates in this election, 24 civilian candidates for president. How did the election go?
Well, as far as we understand, the election went pretty well. There were a few technical problems, mainly in Conakry, as far as I understand at the moment. But overall, the election went pretty well. Now, we've got to wait a couple of days for the results. And, of course, announcing results in a situation like this is always a tense moment. So we're going to have a little bit of tension there.
Well, the election has been praised by international observers. It seems things went pretty smoothly. Is the sense in West Africa that this country has really turned the corner?
Well, I think it is. And if things are fragile, in a country like Guinea that's lived under a dictatorship, things are always fragile. Things change very, very quickly and take people by surprise very quickly. And I really think that that's a product of living under a dictatorship. But having said that, I do think that people in Guinea and all over this region are very, very hopeful that this is the start of a genuinely new era for that country.
Richard Moncrief is the West Africa Project Director for International Crisis Group. He's in Dakar. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks very much.